I think it's absolutely important for faith groups to be involved in this because of the percentage. I mean, you've got 84% of the people on this planet identify with religion and faith. So it's very crucial that they're not marginalised and that they feel that they're able to contribute to the Sustainable Development Goals and have their voices heard. And it can't be denied that religion does cause conflict, but we have far more in common than we have differences. By coming together on a common purpose, we can send out a huge positive call to the rest of the world to join us in implementing these new goals.
The fifth Sustainable Development Goal calls for achieving gender equality. How can faith and culture be used to support this?
If I'm speaking from an Islamic perspective, it's very clear that Islamic teachings did empower women and do continue to empower women. The problem is that much of the time, cultural habits and cultural norms supersede the Islamic teachings, and people misunderstand what the role of women is in terms of gender equality. I think the way that we can support gender equality is by having a clear understanding of what the faith traditions actually say about women empowerment and the role of women and the status of women, the rights of women. Once people can understand that, then it's much far more easier to achieve gender equality, because their rights will then be adopted and they'll be able to have the education and the training, and we can have women become ambassadors of change in their communities and role models for girls and women as well.
What is your organization doing specifically to help achieve gender equality?
I think the very fact that we're the only Muslim women-led international NGO in the UK sends out a very clear message. What we want to do is we want to empower women on different levels. So we want to have a leadership from the grassroots to management and board levels. In terms of the projects that we're doing, we're very much looking at projects which are quite holistic. So it's not just teaching someone, say, to sew or something like that. We're also getting them from that level. We have a second level up where then we teach them to become businesswomen. So we're giving them training on entrepreneurship and things like that, so that they actually are able to lead within their own communities as well. So I think that really helps to overturn these cultural practices. And I think the other thing is having local partners who are faith and culturally sensitive is also very important, so that you're not training up the women in isolation. When you're working with them, you're working with their families as well. But that's also, I think, quite a key thing, making sure that the community is on your side in any action that you're taking. So it's not seen as something that's alien and suddenly being imposed upon them.
Many women in sub-Saharan Africa die from complications during pregnancy, and the death rate of children under the age of 5 is also high. I understand you have faith-based programs to address this. Can you tell us more about them?
In terms of the type of projects that we're doing, we're really trying to get more women to come to the hospital for checkups. That's one of the key ways of really increasing women's lifespan. And having them have antenatal care and working with the different county governments, I think, is another way. So in Kenya, we have a DFID-funded project, which is, again, in Garissa County, where we're having a Christian and Muslim approach. So we're using the thought leadership from the faith perspective to actually talk to women about the status of women as mothers and the importance of taking care of them and all of these sort of things, at the same time as giving them the practical support and help that they need in terms of delivery.
This past weekend, the UN hosted 10th meeting of Women Speakers of Parliament. At the event, several speakers called for greater action in order to achieve gender equality within one generation. Do you think that will be possible for Muslim women and girls?
I don't see why not. I honestly don't see why not. I think what we need to do is we need to show Islam in a positive light. I think the media has a huge role to play in showing Islam in a very negative light. They highlight women as being subjugated and submissive and all sorts of things. What I would like to see is really show that women are able to achieve the heights of in their careers, in their communities, nationally, internationally, through the work that they're doing. And I think if we can work together on SDG 5, the UN, the national governments, the NGOs, the private sector, we need to all work together and come together to really support women and help them and let women have a voice, not try and tell women that, oh, this is what you need, but let the women come up with the ideas that this is what we need, help us and support us to get it, stand by us, stand with us, and let us work together in harmony to really tackle these SDGs and make it possible that within one generation.